Hi everyone, and welcome to today's class. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Now, I've been looking forward to today's lesson because we're going to talk about sports. How does that make you feel, Laura?
Guilty? I have to say that I'm pretty lazy and don't know much about sports.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm really into hot athletes, such as David Beckham.
Uh-huh.
And, oh right, early this year, almost everyone in Taiwan rooted for the Chinese Taipei, team in the WBC games, right? I have to say I love them.So, Pat, what sports are we going to be talking about today?
Well, let's take a look, and it's baseball, like you just mentioned. You know, I don't know much about baseball. We don't really play it in England, though I have been to one game in Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Now, today's a good chance for you to learn something about baseball.
Yeah, that's right, listeners. Today, I'm going to learn as much as you guys. I'll learn about baseball, and you'll learn about some of the English we use in the article.
The main topic of this article is about some special games in the MLB, which all happened this very month.
Whoa, slow down there, Laura. MLB? What's that? Men love baseball?
Sounds like you've got a lot to learn. Let's start today's article, and hopefully you'll find out what MLB stands for.
Reading. Baseball's best go head-to-head.An exciting time for Major League Baseball's MLB fans comes every July. In the mid-season break, MLB hosts a number of baseball games and activities. Among the numerous events, the All-Star Futures Game gives U.S. players and non-American players in Minor League Baseball, MILB, a time to go head-to-head.If you enjoy thrills and powerful hits, you shouldn't miss the Home Run Derby, as baseball's best batsmen try to knock as many balls over the fence as they can. Finally, the main show is the MLB All-Star Game, where MLB superstars showcase their great skills. The first MLB All-Star Game took place in 1933, and since then,The National League, NL, and American League, AL, play against each other every year. Players for each team are selected by fans and managers of all the MLB teams in various ways. In 2010, Hung Shi Guo became the first Taiwanese player to participate in a MLB All-Star game. Because teams are made up of the best players,The All-Star Game is always exciting.
Luckily for me, the very first sentence will answer my question. It says, an exciting time for Major League Baseball's, that's MLB's, fans comes every July.
So there you go. MLB stands for Major League Baseball, 也就是美国职棒大联盟哦。
Well, that's cleared that up.So, why is July so exciting for MLB fans?
Okay, the article explains, in the mid-season break, MLB hosts a number of baseball games and activities.
If you host, H-O-S-T, host something, then you act as the host. This is the person who's in charge of a party or an event. So, the word host can be a noun as well. Here we're using it as a verb.For example, I'm going to host a party at my house this weekend.
Cool! Can I come?
Of course!
Great! 好的，那一般我们看到 host 这个字呢，大家可能很快联想到的就是 TV host。没错，就是电视节目主持人哦。可是这是它的名词的意思哦。So a person who talks to guests on a television or radio show is a host. For example, 小 S and 蔡康永 are the hosts of the talk show 康熙来了。Also, some game show hosts, 就是电视上可能在比赛一些这个回答益智问题的这个主持人，我们就可以称他为 a game show host. And of course, host can also mean a person, especially a man who is entertaining guests socially or as a job, like what Pat mentioned earlier. 所以 host 呢当作名词的时候还可以当还可以表示主人的意思。For example, we are greeted at the front door by our host. 那如果是女主人呢通常我们也可以用这个字 hostess, H-O-S-T-E-S-S 来表示哦。那课文当中要注意哦它的 host 可是当作动词来用表示做什么的主人或者是东道主或者是你要主办啊主持这样的意思哦。For example, I could say, Patty Ho, 就是我最喜欢的侯佩岑 is going to host the music awards. Anyways, let's find out more about these special July MLB activities.
The article says, among the numerous events,The All-Star Futures Game gives U.S. players and non-American players in Minor League Baseball, MILB, a time to go head-to-head.
Oh, so MILB is Minor League Baseball. I'll test you after the class, Pat. We've got a couple of words from that sentence to look at first, though.
Yes, and the first one is event, E-V-E-N-T, event.An event is something that occurs in a particular place at a particular time. It can be anything, from a sporting event to a family event. For example, the school organized several special events for new students.
Okay, 在课文当中 ,event 这个字呢是指比赛的一个项目。比方像是 track and field events, 就是指这个田径运动啦或是田径比赛。Okay, or I could say it's the only event on the golf tour that the player hasn't won yet. 另外呢 ,event 还有一般指的是像是事件啦或是重大事件的意思哦。For example, she likes to arrive at social events early. 那猜猜看片语 at all events 是什么意思呢？哦，原来它就是指无论如何。For example, I can say,It's possible that she was too nervous to pay close attention. At all events, she does not have all the details quite right. Okay, so we've got events figured out. So what about head-to-head?
Well, if two things go head-to-head, that means they compete against each other. We usually use the verb go with this phrase. So we could say, at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, the best tennis players go head-to-head.
Okay, so head-to-head 就是有这个一较高下这样的意思哦。For example, the two teams will compete head-to-head for the championship. Okay, head-to-head is also our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just playing a video game.
Really? What kind of game is it?
It's an online game. I can play head-to-head with people all over the world.
You hit your head against other people?
No. To do something head-to-head means to be in a direct confrontation.
Gotcha!Head-to-head means 短兵相接,正面对决。Does that mean you can play head-to-head with me too?
Sure, but there's just one thing.
And what is that?
You better be ready to lose. You'll never win going head-to-head against me.
We'll see about that.
Welcome back.We're talking about some special games in the MLB.
Okay, what's the MLB, Pat?
Okay, Major League Baseball.
Good job! We've just mentioned the All-Star Futures Game, 就是未来之星的明星赛哦。So what's the next one?
This is for people who like to see big hits. The article says, if you enjoy thrills and powerful hits...You shouldn't miss the home run derby as baseball's best batsmen try to knock as many balls over the fence as they can. If you knock, K-N-O-C-K, knock something, you strike something a hard blow, a hit. That's something that's loud enough to make a noise, like knocking on a door. So, if you knock a baseball with a baseball bat, it makes a sound. If you knock it so hard it flies over the fence for a home run, it'll make a very loud sound.
Wow, the home run derby sounds fun to watch, but the third game sounds the best of all. 一般呢，我们刚刚回到课文哦，这个 knock 这个字，我们都知道就是敲敲门的声音啦。而课文这里的 knock 有着就是敲啦、击或者是打的意思，所以要讲的是呢，这个全垒打王会把球击到这个球场的护栏外面，来一个 home run 啦。OK。So finally, the main show is the MLB All-Star Game, where MLB superstars showcase their great skills.
Let's find out some more about the All-Star Game. The article says the first MLB All-Star Game took place in 1933. And since then, the National League, NL, and American League, AL, play against each other every year.Now, take place just means to happen or to occur. So we could say, the party will take place on Saturday night, or the exam is taking place right now. As with all phrasal verbs, you need to remember to change the tense of the verb part, in this case, take.
So you could say, take place, taking place, take place, has taken place, and so on.
That's right.
So take place 呢，通常就是指事件啦，或是活动的发生、举行的意思。所以常常呢，我们用来表示某个活动呢，在何时举行的时候，就用到 take place。For example, the concert will take place next Saturday。那虽然我们一般也是会用 happen、occur 来表示发生的意思，不过 take place 比较有强调某件事件或是活动是经过仔细的筹备或是计划，而这个后来发生的。Okay, so let's move on to the next part of the article.
I have a question about the All-Star Game. There are lots of really good baseball players, so who chooses the best ones to be in the All-Star Game?
I'm glad you asked. The article explains, players for each team are selected by fans and managers of all the MLB teams in various ways.
Various, V-A-R-I-O-U-S, various, means of different kinds or types, two or more different kinds of something. So if a musician plays various instruments, he plays more than one different instrument, like the guitar, drums, piano, and more. We could also say, I like various kinds of movies, including action movies, comedies, and horror movies.
Okay. Various 呢，这个字有强调的，像是种类啊，或是类型怎么样，是有各式各样的，形形色色的。For example, I could say he became famous overnight for various reasons. 因为种种的原因呢，很多不同的原因，他爆红了。那其中我们刚刚提到 to be famous overnight, 字面上就有着一夕成名，也就是我们中文常常口语上所说的爆红的意思了。另外 various 其实就是来自于它的名词 variety, 也就是种类、种种、多样化的意思。所以常常呢，我们也会用 a variety of 来代换 various。For example, I can say you can buy a variety of things in Shulin Night Market. 那有时候大家可能会提说，诶，那 different 这个字也是有这个不同的意思啊。那是没有错，可是用字的话就要看你强调的是什么哦。Different 指的是这个人事物是有差异性的，而 various 强调是各式各样的、多样化的意思哦。所以比方我说 I bought different snacks, 只是说我买了不同的零食，讲的零食是不同的，可能有的是饼干，有的是小吃。但是如果我要强调说 I bought various snacks, 就是要跟对方说你买了很多种各式各样的点心或者是零食哦。I guess some All-Star players are chosen by online votes. Some are chosen by coaches, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that sounds right. Have any Taiwanese players ever been in the All-Star game?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. The article says, in 2010, Hong Zhiguo...其实就是郭宏志啦 became the first Taiwanese player to participate in an MLB All-Star game.
If you participate, P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E, participate, you take part or join in with something. In this case, by participating, he's playing in the All-Star game.
Oh, okay. 我们来看一下 participate 这个字哦，就是参加的意思。当然呢，你也可以用刚刚 Pat 老师提到的 take part in 什么东西，或是 join 什么东西，同样也有着参加的意思哦。For example, I can say he never participated in sports in high school. Okay, so we usually say participate in something, right?
Yep, we could also say I'm going to participate in a singing competition next weekend.
什么 Pat 老师他竟然要去参加一个 singing competition, 这个歌唱比赛 Is that true?
No. If it was, I wouldn't be participating in it for very long. I'm not very good.
Oh, okay, don't feel bad. If it'll cheer you up, you can read the last sentence of today's article.
Thank you so much. It says, because teams are made up of the best players, the All-Star game is always exciting. I'll be sure to watch it this year.
Me too. Okay, I guess that's the end of today's article. Though, there'll be more about the MLB All-Star game tomorrow. For now, let's move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what sport do you enjoy watching the most and why?
Okay, I'm glad you didn't ask me what sport do you enjoy doing, okay, or playing. Okay, well, I love watching tennis matches.And, Olympics games, okay, like, swimming or diving and gymnastics, they're my favorite games to watch.
But why is that?
Because they're exciting. I think, I don't know, whenever I watch tennis, I get really excited.
Is that because all the guys are handsome?
Yeah.
All
the girls are pretty great looking as well.
Okay.
And with swimming and diving, I just want to see all those great moves they do. It's like,
yeah, when they're not wearing many clothes and they're handsome.
That's right.
Right. I'm sensing a pattern here.
There are no hot guys in gymnastics. Hot guys?
I don't know.
But they do a lot of great moves and, yeah. What about you, Pat?
Well, I like football. It's probably one of my favorite sports to watch. It's a really big sport in England. But also another popular English sport is cricket, which cricket lasts for 5 days. It's like baseball.
Okay.
Takes 5 days to watch. So it's 5 days of sitting out in the sun, relaxing and watching a great sport. So it's definitely one of my favorite ones to watch, especially in the summer.
I know how to play cricket Australia. Yeah.
All right.
篮球.
All right. I think that's all we've got time for today. So we'll see you tomorrow for the second part of our article.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Baseball's best go head to head. An exciting time for Major League Baseball's MLB fans comes every July. In the mid-season break,MLB hosts a number of baseball games and activities. Among the numerous events, the All-Star Futures Game gives U.S. players and non-American players in minor league baseball, MILB, a time to go head-to-head. If you enjoy thrills and powerful hits, you shouldn't miss the Home Run Derby, as baseball's best batsmen,try to knock as many balls over the fence as they can. Finally, the main show is the MLB All-Star Game, where MLB superstars showcase their great skills. The first MLB All-Star Game took place in 1933, and since then, the National League, NL, and American League, AL, play against each other every year.Players for each team are selected by fans and managers of all the MLB teams in various ways. In 2010, Hung Chih Guo became the first Taiwanese player to participate in an MLB All-Star game. Because teams are made up of the best players, the All-Star game is always exciting.Vocabulary Review.
Host.
Mr. and Mrs. Robinson hosted a Christmas party at their home. Event. The FIFA World Cup is a soccer event that is watched by billions of people. Knock. The salesman walks from house to house, knocking on doors to sell goods. Take place. The Summer Olympic Games take place every 4 years. Various. The restaurant serves various kinds of food such as Japanese and Italian. Participate. The teacher had all of her students stand up and participate in the learning game.